Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the Billy the Kid of Breakfast.
Wow. These just get worse and worse as they continue.
Good. They're not good.
No, but it's early for you.
It's very early for me, and fighting back a bit of a sniffles.
Yes.
So, Evan is here.
Hi.
Not Billy the Kid. My name is Dave.
You've covered that.
I know. And we are
You should normally take Ambien after you record.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the Super Bowl tonight.
I don't know.
Bad news. We're at Nick and Eddie in Powderhorn Park area.
Yeah, Lauren Park.
Lauren Park, sorry. I get the parts mixed up. Sorry.
You're just a mess.
I really. Why aren't you doing this? Why do I have to carry this show all the time?
Really?
I
see your sickness hasn't hurt the ego.
Would
part
it help
of the brand.
You to interject every
I did
once
interject.
In a while.
I literally just did that.
Never give me any credit for anything.
No.
And I'm sick of it.
I like the fact that you're adding vodka to your.
Vodka.
To your
vodka.
Yeah.
We're at Nick
to,
and Eddie.
To your medicinal regimen today.
Focus.
No.
Captain Ash, bro.
That would be a superhero I could
potato.
Get behind. Captain Hash Brown. I like that.
Captain Spud.
Wasn't stupid. No. Okay, go.
Nick and Eddie is a relatively small restaurant, right between Joe's Garage and Cafe Le Cret, which we have not.
Le Cret.
Yeah. Okay. Right off of Loring Park.
Yep.
In the shadow of downtown Minneapolis.
Yes. It's kind of in that weird demilitarized zone between downtown and uptown.
Right. I completely agree. So. You wedge the Walker Arts.
No, the wedge is a little further down, Linda.
Read my joke book again?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's not good for you. You've done so much better. I'm actually quite disappointed.
True, as you should be. But yeah, we actually did Joe's Garage as like episode 3 or something like that. Like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So, and we haven't been back to this neighborhood since.
Really?
So, it took us 3 years, but we finally
three
came
years,
back.
3 years, almost 200 shows.
Yeah.
And we're back in the saddle again.
Yes. And as Dave mentioned... it's Super Bowl today. We're actually recording earlier than we normally record because of some scheduling things. But this is one of those situations that we enjoy because it lets us get to what we call the Tuesday list, which is places that are closed on Mondays.
Exactly.
And Nick and Eddie's is one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So we rarely get a chance to go to this place.
We actually have quite a long Tuesday list.
I know.
You know, we might, if we start running out of Monday places to go, or just places to go,
yeah.
We're going to have to start recording on Tuesday simply because that's the only options we're going
to
have left.
We could go to St. Paul.
There'd be dragons, man.
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, people have AIDS over there.
I'm reasonably certain there are a few people with AIDS in this, even in this
cancer,
neighborhood.
Cancer's contagious. I mean, it's bad.
Wow. I thought I was a St. Paul hater.
Well, I guess I spent like the last 2 days over there for various reasons. I've spent the last 2 days over there, and it was built by a bunch of drunk Irishmen, some of those roads. And I know St. Paul fairly well, but even I get turned around.
Well, it's the classic old city. You know, you think of like cities like Boston and all that kind of colonial cities where they just kind of made roads as they needed them.
Look, damn Catholics.
Yeah. And they just kind of dealt with it as they go. So.
Yeah, we could shift over to St. Paul.
If necessary.
If necessary.
but only if necessary.
Exactly.
No, we love St. Paul.
That's true.
Despite the AIDS, apparently.
And the cancer.
Yeah.
The cancer by time.
I think your medical news knowledge is lacking.
That's true.
But yes, it is the Super Bowl today, as we discussed last week on the show.
It's an odd national holiday.
It is.
And it's very, from what I've found, it's very quiet, because I think people are prepping themselves.
Well, it's weird. Like, we do all our grocery shopping on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I was fully expecting the Super Target to be nuts.
Right.
You know, I figured, you know, it would look like a hurricane hit, except just in, like, the chip aisle.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was nothing. Oh, it was, it, like, if anything, it was down from a typical Saturday.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you much.
It almost seemed a little sparse.
Because I'm house sitting right now, so I'm not coming from home. And I got to your place 20 minutes earlier than I thought I was going to. Because there's nobody on the roads. I ran a couple errands this morning, and shit is empty. And usually on a Sunday morning, you know, things are moving.
I know we thought about doing Egg and I.
Right.
But we put the kibosh on it just because it's like, it's the Egg and I on a Sunday morning.
Right. There's no good can come of this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people that record, you know, during battles in Afghanistan have better sound quality than trying to record it at the Egg and I on a Sunday morning.
That's different. That's a different
thing. I didn't say it was more dangerous. I just said the sound level, the noise level is similar. It
might be the strangest take you've ever had.
Yeah, well. But now I'm kind of thinking we probably should have done it, but...
Next Super Bowl Sunday.
Next Super Bowl. Yeah. But, you know, much like your people, come Christmas, they decide to go to a Chinese place.
Right.
Just avoid the holiday altogether.
Okay.
Today, I, with my lovely wife, will be going to a movie as opposed to watching the game.
Because you're communist.
No, I just don't care.
That means you don't care about America.
Well,
it means you don't care about America.
I'll accept that, I guess.
And you'll like it too.
I don't care. And it's funny because, you know, there's been a lot of articles about the new the big commercials and things like that. You know, the big Super Bowl commercials, and there is a significant portion of people that only watch Super Bowl for the commercials.
Right.
And I wonder if now that they're having all of these commercials being leaked ahead of time, I wonder if the NFL is getting pissed about that simply because...
It's costing them money.
It's costing them money. Well, I don't know if it's costing them money because the spots are still paid for.
Viewership. I think maybe boxes per household.
I mean, if anything, it's hurting next year's money. Mm-hmm. I mean, but...
Have you watched any of the Super Bowl commercials at all? But that's right, you're against consumerism.
No, I've never said that. I'm a consumerist whore.
That's true.
But it's...
Have you seen the Ferris Bueller spot yet?
I've not. I've just seen the preview one.
I had such high hopes for that.
Really?
Is it no good? It's unfunny. Like, it's not even, like, witty.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing with Ferris Bueller, and this might be blasphemy, but bear with me on this.
Careful, John Hughes is dead, you know.
Taken on its own, like any individual scene, not that funny. There's very few just completely laugh out loud moments of...
I agree.
...of Ferris Bueller.
It's entertaining all the way through, though.
It's entertaining, and it's one of those where... John Hughes was good for this, where there wasn't a lot of big, iconic scenes so much, as it's just kind of a general... You get a general vibe throughout the entirety of the movie.
I disagree with that iconic scene.
Okay, maybe not iconic. In terms of comedy. Like I said, there's there's very few laugh-out-loud moments.
Agree. Okay.
There's very few, you know, kind of iconic jokes,
right.
I guess.
Okay, I disagree with that.
Okay.
That it's easily one of the more quotable movies.
It's quotable? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But you kind of get where I'm going with this, though. I mean, I think of that, and I think of other staples of my childhood, and I think of like the Mel Brooks stuff.
Exactly.
Like Mel Brooks, like that was honest to God funny.
Yeah, that's laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, and even like the dramas, like even the dramas of the 80s, because John Hughes were kind of in that weird dramedy.
I see.
Depending on the movie,
Ferris Bueller is the only John Hughes film that I can tolerate.
Really?
I mean,
Breakfast Club?
No, I really don't like the Breakfast
really?
Club. And I really don't like Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, there's not much to like there.
Any movie that
Molly Ringwald is the linchpin for,
right,
is doomed for failure.
Yeah, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Did he direct Same Almost Fire?
I don't remember.
But I remember not liking that either.
Yeah, but that was right in that wheelhouse, because that was the Brat Pack.
Right.
I mean, that was
right.
All of those guys.
Right. I'm just never a fan. And I'll be honest with you, I don't really like Matthew Broderick in anything either.
He can be good. Like, when I've seen him on... He was on 30 Rock for a little bit, and
okay.
He was entertaining in that. He's one of those where... Like, the Ferris Bueller era... He could get by on very on kind of that boyish charm.
Absolutely.
And now that he's aged, and aged in a kind of awkward way.
But he looks very old in the Honda spots.
But it's weird though, he doesn't look old. Like, he doesn't look like Wilford Brimley old. He looks
no.
like he looks like a young guy that melted.
He looks
like you can tell he was
like
good looking as a young guy.
He hung on to his He's old, like he hung on to his youth a long time, and then it just fell off the map.
Yeah.
Then it happened really quickly.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if I was married to Sarah Jessica Parker, and I had to look at a foot, foot as a face...
God, there's another one that has not aged well.
She is ugly.
Because I think Flight of the Navigator, I think Girls Just Want to Have Fun, she was cute in
Square
those.
Pegs.
Square Pegs, you know, pre-nose job.
Yeah.
She was cute.
It's all the pre-nose job.
Yeah, she was cute, and then...
It's the reverse Jennifer Grey.
See, the problem is... See, I still think Jennifer Grey was cuter pre-nose job, too.
I disagree. I think she's cuter now. Cuter
really?
After nose job.
She's good-looking, but she's generic.
I thought she had a dog face.
I think she had character. She
did nothing for
character.
Me. Did nothing for me in Red Dawn. Did nothing for me in Dirty Dancing.
And Ferris Bueller. She was
and
in that,
Ferris
too.
And Ferris Bueller, yeah. A lot of people are in that movie, the more I think about it.
Yeah, Machine is in there.
Yeah.
So a webcomic pointed this out not too long ago, but the character of Rooney, the principal.
Rooney!
He
I said that really loud. We're the only ones on this phone.
That's the other fun part. That character of Rooney, that actor whose name escapes me right now.
Jeffrey...
I think it's Jeffrey something.
He's a pedophile, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Knowing that guy is either in jail or was in jail...
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you.
That either is in jail or was in jail for possession of child pornography. Knowing that and watching the Ferris Bueller movie where it's basically him pursuing a high school kid...
Yeah.
It takes a weird kind of sheen to that whole movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking Charlie Sheen, because he's later in the movie, but...
I also remember he played the bad guy in Howard the Duck.
He did. And
not
he was
not
the
really
dad.
The bad guy, but...
And he was the dad in Beetlejuice.
That's right.
Sorry.
Can't remember his name, though.
It's Jeremy or Jeffrey something.
I think it's Jeffrey.
We could look that up, I guess.
You ramble, and I'll look this up.
Well, you tell... Here, how about I look it up? You talk about your Bloody Mary. Because all I got to drink was an orange juice. Because I'm not a morning alcohol person.
I got my regular morning wake up. And I like to have these right before I go right into work. No.
Is this a regular thing?
No, it is.
Drinking in the sippy cup in your car and driving.
What some people use their coffee cups for is their business. No, I'm drinking a very, very spicy... but very flavorful Bloody Mary.
Jeffrey Jones.
There we go. And it's a house-made mix. It's a little bit thicker.
Okay.
But it's very tasty. Good pepper flavor throughout. And I like that they didn't rim the glass. Which kind of drives me a little nuts. And then it's...
Really? You're not a fan of that?
I like a rimmed glass on... margarita.
Okay.
But for some reason, I don't care for it all that much on a Bloody Mary. I just think I want all of, I want the salt and the pepper in the drink, not not floating on the, not on my lips. But good pepper flavor throughout. This is one of your more hateable terms, but it's very drinkable. In terms of
you're
how bloodies,
right, you're right. I do hate that.
Well,
term.
In terms of how bloodies go.
Yeah. So just to fill your full of knowledge here, it was Joel Schumacher who did St. Elmo's Fire.
Who also did Batman Forever and Batman
Terrible.
Exactly. He almost killed the Batman franchise.
Almost did.
Not only did it kill half the people's careers in those movies.
Right here. Thank you. Pardon me.
That's
right. Sweet.
So, and I checked. John Hughes wrote a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And in both senses of the word. Like, he wrote all of the Beethoven movies.
I wouldn't have put that on my resume, but okay.
Well, he's dead. What are they going to do?
That's true.
They,
I just wanted to make sure it was ketchup.
Yeah.
I figured it was, but...
That's fine.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy. A
little bit of cracked pepper.
Perfect.
May I?
Sure. Hey, I got sausage coming, right?
Sausage right on the side.
Excellent.
Sweet. So, you're going to die.
Probably.
It's going to hurt.
Probably.
A lot. The food has arrived. We'll take a 10-minute lull on John Hughes to focus on...
What the show is actually about.
What the show is actually about, yeah. I get the breakfast pork tacos, which is pulled pork, red onion, a little bit of tomato, and poached eggs. It's a larger portion than I was expecting, which is not a bad thing.
Nope.
And then I got a side of the home fries, which, when it gets down to home fries versus hash browns, I'm a home fries guy. As long as they're done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be, like, I got this little nugget of joy right here that's super crispy on one side. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all you got? Excellent. Thank you.
Cheers.
Hmm. I got the coronary platter here. Started off with their traditional Benedict, which again is poached egg, Canadian bacon on an English muffin with some hollandaise sauce. Hollandaise sauce is very thick.
Too thick?
I don't know if it's too thick, but it remains to be seen. And you see, in a hollandaise for me, it really comes into its own once it gets mixed with the egg yolk from the poached egg.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works. But and then I get the side of home fries with this. And then on top of that...
Because you're not fat enough.
Because I'm not fat enough, I got the side of sausage. Because I wanted to see what their sausage was like. And I got their hash browns because I love me some hash browns and I never get any at home.
Why?
The wife, not a fan of hash browns.
You have to walk me through that because that just seems...
She just doesn't like... I don't know. There's not much to walk through. She just doesn't like it. There's food you don't like.
Yeah, but... Oatmeal's disgusting. And bananas are the devil's fruit.
She finds hash browns disgusting. For the same reason you find oatmeal.
French fries.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You'd have to ask her. I don't know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, wow. So, I'm digging my my breakfast pork tacos.
Okay.
The pulled pork is super, super tender and flavorful.
Yeah.
The eggs are perfect. They're just a soft scramble, so they're still a little wet, which is kind of how I like my... If I'm getting scrambled eggs, that's kind of how I want them. So, I'm enjoying myself.
Well, good. As of this point right now, and we'll see if this changes. I'm not terribly impressed.
Okay.
I mean, the Canadian bacon's good. I think the egg got a little overpoached. But that, I think, is a preference thing more than a skill thing.
Can I see?
Yeah.
It is overpoached.
Yeah. The home fries are good, and you know, they've got a good flavor to them. They're properly cooked. You know, like you said, they're crispy and soft in the middle, like you want them to be. But again, not terribly impressive.
Might I add that it's a Sunday morning, and they do have a breakfast menu, and we are the only ones in here.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, because this place you typically gets really good marks.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured we were going to be waiting 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
It's a little weird. It's not some weird holiday like we don't know about.
Well, it's Super Bowl.
Are we missing something? Like.
Well, it's also a little early because church is still going on.
I suppose, yeah.
You know, we'll see what it's like around 11:30.
So, we had another spice put on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We have Slap Ya Mama.
Okay.
Which looks like a white pepper blend from Ville Platte, Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm going to try a little bit on my... that was probably too much, but okay. Give this a whirl on my second taco. So should we go back to John Hughes?
We could. I don't know. I do want to do a callback to last week real quick.
Okay.
You know, last week, as you may or may not know, we did Crescent Moon Bakery for their Afghani pizza. Did you have that the next day?
Yeah.
That is probably the best
leftover pizza
we've ever had on this show.
I agree. I could not.
That was amazing.
Now, did you have yours cold or hot?
Microwaved.
I had enough for two meals, so I had it for breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
So I did cold for breakfast and hot for lunch, and it was equally good both times. I completely agree with you. That might have been the best pizza we've had on the show when it gets down to it, and that's saying something. I mean, I really, really liked Black Sheep.
Yeah.
And I liked Motomia. And
I think you liked Motomia more than I did.
And I've gone back to Motomia too.
Yeah.
And had a couple different things on the menu, so that one's definitely grown on me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets down to it, for something as simplistic as that was,
yep,
it was just excellently executed. It was artfully executed. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very impressed with just how well it held up. And granted, it didn't last terribly long, but I had people coming over to my cube wondering what the smell was,
because
they're not used to gyros.
Same.
Yeah.
Like when you heated that sucker back up,
yeah,
it smelled like a Greek restaurant in there.
It was awesome.
Yeah. There's a little Greek place that just does gyros and souvlaki and falafel somewhat near my office.
Okay.
They're only a lunch place. And I'm dripping.
Okay, good flavors for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Proper stuff.
Yep. And people thought I had that.
Uh-huh.
And so when they saw with the pizza, I'm like, well, it's got the lamb and everything else that's good in the world on it. I love that Afghani ground beef, though.
Oh, God.
With the spices in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, I'm tempted to try to find that spice blend.
Mm-hmm.
And, and just make burgers, like the, just straight up, you know, ground beef burgers. Because we've got a couple pounds of grass fed beef in the freezer from Heather's parents.
You know, the proprietors of Crescent Moon were very friendly. That's something we didn't really mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that they were very friendly and they were pushing out good food and they were busy. But, you know, they were cordial and as cordial as you can be for a walk-up. Mm-hmm. Not actual full table service.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't sell you some of their spice mix.
Maybe. Unless it's secret. Who knows? I might be working for one of the other Afghani bakeries in town.
That's true.
Yeah. There's an intense rivalry between all of them.
A cabal, if you will.
Wow. That's a...
What?
It's rare that you say something that just dumbfounds me. And that was one of those, so...
Dumbfounds you? Son, I'm a wordsmith.
I'm just trying to figure out how much credit I should give you. That's really what it is.
Okay, well, let's harken back to about 3 weeks ago, Mr. Autismo.
Autismo will stick.
Autismo is terrible. That might have been the most unfunny thing you've ever come up with.
It's not meant to be funny.
Or even artfully crafted. And you are destroying that.
I'm hungry.
Like
I don't know why, but I'm really hungry.
Like moseying through mine, mm-hmm. And you're mowing through yours. We polished up two glasses of orange juice, and I've got barely halfway through my Bloody Mary.
No, I don't know why. I just have been super hungry lately. Might be pregnant. I don't know.
Well, here's the hope. May that child be a masculine child.
Yeah. So we talked about your Super Bowl plans.
Yes, going out with the brothers.
Oh, I didn't know the brothers were coming with you.
Yeah, it's a kind of a Christmas gift deal.
Mm.
So taking them out, because my brother is a chef and he doesn't get to get out much.
Okay.
And he lives fairly outside the city.
A bit.
Yeah. So for them to have a nice night out, maybe able to treat them to that.
So just the brothers or the brothers and wives?
Brothers and wives.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Nice.
It's a very chill atmosphere. That's really the part I love about it, is that it's like this. We talked about this last week. It's very much a douchey place to go.
You're talking about Seven. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And most days of the week it's very douchey, but nobody knows to go there on a Sunday night because the best deals are there.
Mm.
And it's very chill, very relaxed. I typically have some like light jazz music playing in the background, and then they'll pipe in the game. And I loved it last year. It was one of the best nights that I've had in a long time.
Mm.
So it should be fun.
Well, excellent. We, like I said, we're going to a movie. And then, depending on when we get back, that will determine what we're having for dinner. Because our original plan is that, because as I said in the car, I forgot we were recording off schedule this week. So we had made these plans as if I was going to be home all day.
Right.
So we're going to do an early movie, come back, maybe do some housework, but we're going to have my...
Make dinner at 4:30, be in bed by 6.
We're going to have my wife's... I guess it's my mother-in-law's recipe for her famous beef stew.
Okay.
Which you have had.
Have I?
I think we made it for one of the events.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. It is amazing.
Because to me, beef stew is made by one person only. That's
DT Moore?
That's my mother. How dare you, sir? You take that back right now. serious. Take it back. I'm not continuing with the show.
Anyway, this is the best beef stew I've ever had. And I've had your mother's beef stew. I would put this, and I mean no great amount of disrespect, but it is amazing. The problem is it's got to cook for 2 hours. And if we have to go to a later movie, that just, it interferes with things. Because, like, you know, we've been doing the working out and shit after Heather gets home from work. And I made a miscalculation in terms of dinner. And recently our dinner, like, we didn't even eat till like 8. So that was poor planning on my part. So I don't want us to get home at like 6, then we gotta start a 2 hour simmer on a stew. So depending on what time we get back from the movie, that will determine what we're having for dinner tonight. You're still upset about the beef stew.
You're damn right I am.
What is your problem?
Other than the fact you couldn't be more wrong.
I made no disrespectful remarks regarding your mother or her beef stew.
You said it was not the best, and that is an incorrect statement.
Well, I think you were blinded by genetics.
I'm still not helping with the rest of the show.
Well, you helped so little anyway, so...
Fine, carry it. Go for it.
You're such a baby.
I see you have a witty repartee with yourself. Come on.
You're a child. You realize this.
Apologize.
There's nothing to apologize for.
You insulted me.
I didn't insult you.
You.
At bare minimum, I've insulted a recipe of your mother's.
My great-grandmother's.
Fine.
So you really insulted the dead.
I insulted John Hughes earlier, so my track record continues.
Well, John Hughes is completely insultable, so.
Oh, and your great-grandmother isn't?
Tread lightly, my friend.
I'm just saying.
Tread lightly.
I'm saying no man is uninsultable. Or uninsultable.
Or woman.
It's hard to say. Well, I'm speaking man in the species sense, not the gender sense.
Typically we have to describe... Never mind.
Enough about your great-grandmother's mannish behaviorisms. So.
You truly are an ass this morning. I like you better when you're trying to stuff your face full of food.
Wow. You're not even gonna call me on behaviorisms?
Yep.
Wow.
Dick move. Dick move. Your part.
Why? What did I do?
Insult my great grandmother?
I did not insult your great grandmother. I insulted neither. Saying one thing is better than the other isn't necessarily an insult on the second thing.
My mother took you in. You were a poor black child on the street, and she took you in.
Yeah. Your point?
You show some respect.
I have respect. Just not for her beef stew. That's different.
I'm gonna tell on you.
You go right ahead.
You know that's gonna bring down some thunder. You're gonna be... Okay, angry, awkward phone call at work.
And she doesn't know my work number. You don't even know my work number.
No, but I'll have her call your cell phone at work.
I can ignore my cell phone just fine, thank you.
Be awkward.
I think we need a beef stew off.
I think that's really what is called for here. We need an impartial judge.
We need an impartial judge.
Okay, here's an idea. A call out to our listeners here.
Okay.
If you're willing to be impartial.
I actually know the perfect person.
James Norton doesn't count.
No, I know.
He obviously likes you more.
Why would he like me more?
Because you both have inferior tastes.
Wow.
What do you think about that? That just happened.
You're very easily offendable. Have you noticed that?
Angry.
No, I think I know the perfect person to test this.
Okay.
Someone that has been trying to get on our show for weeks. And I think we have to do this of some sort. We can we'll talk about this.
It's gonna be difficult because this is a one day a year thing for my mom. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I can't replicate the goodness.
No, here's the thing. You tell your mother that she has to defend the recipe.
I think she will
do this.
Okay. Defend the family's honor.
So, but yes, we'll have to work out the details. I'm
intrigued at who you're thinking of.
I have a good idea.
Okay. I don't know.
So now that you've gone through some of your food,
it was a massive portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably four eggs of scrambled eggs on those tacos.
At least, if not more. And then you've got a lot of pulled pork in there too, mm-hmm. and they've got some caramelized onions in there too.
Oh, nice!
So that was a little pocket that I didn't expect.
Nice. I definitely think you won in this fight.
See, here's the thing. I don't know if I'd come back for it.
Really?
It was good, but it wasn't. We've had better brunches.
Hmm.
You know, but it wasn't bad. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you with mine. I mean, you know, the home fries were good. They were a little. I don't want to say they're undersalted, but they were just kind of missing something.
Yeah.
Some sort of seasoning of some sort. My sausage was some of the best Jimmy Dean puts out.
They look pretty
store-bought.
Yeah,
is the word you're looking for.
Yes, thank you. Had your wordsmith.
I know. My the hash browns were eh.
I thought the home fries were better than that.
I'm with you there. I think the hash browns were over greasy, which I think is kind of the the cardinal sin and the easiest mistake to make when you're making hash browns.
Just burn the crap out of them. Or almost burn the crap out of them,
mm-hmm.
and you can't go wrong.
A lot of salt.
And a lot of butter.
A lot of butter. I mean, there's never going to be healthy hash browns. It's just impossible.
Agreed.
So might as well just go for broke.
Yeah. Hit it strong.
Yeah.
Still enjoying this for a bit.
I'm done.
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You gonna leave that soldier behind?
Yeah, it was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. I was expecting like smaller tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, the prices are very good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're okay.
For the portion size, my tacos
you,
alone were $7.
Yeah, for you, absolutely. I think for mine, I think portion wise we're okay. Quality wise, I don't. Maybe I'm just getting snobby, mm-hmm. but that just was not. And.
Oh yeah.
If I have to be snobby about anything, Eggs Benedict is, I think, a fair one to be snobby about. It was very unimpressive. I think that's the real word I'm looking for. I mean, the Canadian bacon was fine.
Even that looked a little flat. You know. Just,
no. I think that was probably one of the best pieces of it. I said, the eggs I think were overpoached.
The hollandaise looked funky.
Yeah, there was something up with the hollandaise. Like I said, it was very thick.
Hard.
Very thick. Maybe cooked just a little too long.
It was one of those things where you put your fork in and you can see the indentation of each of the.
Yeah, it was more of a pudding than a sauce.
Exactly.
Which again, I think is just an overcooked hollandaise.
Might have sat under the heat lamp a little bit long, which might have also poached the egg a little bit longer than.
Yeah.
Than expected, but I don't think that's excusable when you're the only people in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say it's the worst Eggs Benedict I've ever had, but I would say you can draw whatever conclusions or insult that you want to out of this, but to me, that was a Denny's Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, for as glowing reviews as this place mm-hmm. typically gets, especially the lunch and dinner time, especially.
Yeah.
This was a stumble.
Yeah.
I would come back here for dinner to give it another shot
mm-hmm.
because it's a very cool, very chill vibe. I like the space.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't gotten a chance to really.
Well, Iggy Pop is glaring at me, and it's kind of disconcerting.
He's done worse too.
That is true.
But it's kind of a funky, very chill vibe in here, which is hard to argue when You're the only people in here.
Well, there's one other guy over there.
Okay. And it's small, it's intimate, it's about the same size as Blackbird.
Yeah. I'd say it's a little bigger.
Yeah.
But I mean, really? part of the space is taken up by what looks like a performance space.
Yeah.
So that, I think if you look at just the dining area, yeah, you're probably close. But it feels bigger than Blackbird did.
Okay.
Blackbird is very cozy. You know, because it's a little smaller.
Blackbird was like a nook. It was like going.
That's what I'm saying.
Going to like the neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. This is a little more expansive. I mean, this is probably
a bigger space.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is kind of in the kind of mini warehouse area. You know, Joe's Garage is in. It's all in the same complex.
It's that weird. We don't know what to call this area.
Yeah.
It's not quite downtown. It's not quite uptown. It's not even. I mean, it's sort of Loring Park-ish.
Yeah.
But it's not really in that neighborhood per se, because it's still on the tip of downtown.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah.
I would give it another shot.
Yeah, I think I would too.
But I don't know if I'm not going to be like clamoring at the
exactly.
the bit to or chomping at the bit. Sorry, clamoring at the bit.
Either one's fine.
Well, you're not going to be chomping at the bit to come back here beating the doors down. Even though they're... And another thing is, if you look at their menu online, it varies very much so from what you actually physically arrives at the table.
Yeah, well, what it sounds like is this is basically... This is everything we could have.
Right.
Not necessarily what is available.
Right. So keep that in mind.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, buyer beware.
Yep.
That being said, the food that's on the menu looked amazing, and that was really the reason why I picked it. Was that, you know, they had a cheeseburger Benedict.
Oh, I would have kicked ass for that.
Or corned beef.
No, granted the hollandaise I got maybe wouldn't work.
They had like a wild boar corned beef hash.
What the fuck? I mean, the menu we were given was very basics.
Extremely basic. Like, I almost feel like we got, like, the basic menu at In-N-Out Burger, and we didn't know all the codes to get all the fun stuff.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Codes. Man, that colors my opinion of this place a lot more now.
You know, let me see if I can bring it up. Just to kind of give an example of you know,
yeah, I mean, a good corned beef hash would have been
they
fantastic.
They do a toad in the hole Yorkshire pudding with sausage syrup, which is basically egg in a toast ring.
Yep.
They do a fried egg sandwich with Dijon mayo, tomato, and bacon.
That sounds delicious.
And ham and Gruyere pain Purdue.
Also sounds good.
Yeah. Cheeseburger Benedict, burger, cheddar hollandaise, and fries.
Man, what the fuck?
Creole Benedict, andouille sausage, and a Creole hollandaise. They apparently have quiches sometimes.
Man.
Breakfast pizza with potato, tomato, onion, cheddar, egg.
Did we just get like
B
squad or something, or what's the deal here?
I kind of feel like we need, like, there should have been some sort of password. They do a full English fry up too.
Oh.
Fennel sausage, eggs, bacon, potato, shiitake, tomato, and beans. I actually had that picked out. Prior to,
yeah,
and so when it didn't come to the table, it was kind of like somebody sounded the fail horn.
Yeah, huh? Well, that's very disappointing.
It was incredibly disappointing. So, buyer beware.
It's appropriate. We have very sad music playing right now.
I know.
Very lonesome music.
I'm a sad panda.
Yeah.
But again, I'd probably give it another shot. I'm not willing to write it off completely. Service was good.
Yeah.
But that should be expected when we're one of
the only people here.
Yeah, well, one of two parties in here. And the it might also be indicative of, you know, that's probably why they don't have a lot of people in here, because breakfast was.
It was kind
of
eh.
It was pretty pedestrian. So.
Huh. Well, son of a bitch.
And they should be doing better business because this is a vibrant neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got all these high-rise complexes around here.
Yeah, the condos.
The condos, exactly. They should be doing a bang-up job.
Yeah.
bang up job, and just kind of stumble out the gates. So,
well, all right, I say we wrap it up. Be a little shorter show. That's fine.
A little shorter show. Breakfast shows tend to run a little.
Breakfast shows tend to be a little shorter. You're still getting over some sort of plague.
Yeah, I'm still fighting a bit of a sinus infarction.
Infarction.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I've never had before. I've gotten a cold, but this has attacked my sinuses. I've gotten like a cold and then bronchitis. I've never had it where it's just hanging out in my nasal cavity.
I was very happy. Heather had a son of a bitch of a cold a couple weeks ago. And normally, I get sick right after she does. But I somehow managed to fight it off and avoid the majority of it, so...
Well, it's your killer immune system.
That's right, man. Hey, when you throw nothing but crap at it all the time...
It's got to respond well.
It's strong like bull.
Yep.
That's right, man. Just drop me in one of them hot zones, I'll be fine.
Well... We might have a guest on in a couple weeks who might be able to set that up.
He might be, yes. We can sort of start teasing this a little bit. In a couple weeks, we'll have episode 200.
Big day for us.
Big day for us for a couple reasons. One, it's episode 200.
Right.
Which is just awesome and amazing.
It's so much better than 100.
I certainly didn't think we would last this long.
We might still not.
I remember listening to episode 50 and us being amazed that we made it that far.
I'm amazed. Do not, as a word of the wise, don't listen to like shows like 1 through 75.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to hear about people dying, listen to our first State Fair show. That was pretty good. That's good.
That's good comedy.
But unless you don't have 4 hours of your life to get back.
It's funny because if you look at our show now, it really started, like the format that we have now, really started with the Burger Jones episode.
Yeah.
Because we both forgot to bring stories. So we just had to kind of wing it.
Right.
And the shows, at least in my opinion, have just gotten better since then. Which is funny because we hated Burger Jones. So.
And I still have not gone back. And
I know.
You told me to.
I know.
But.
But anyway, not only is it just cool that, you know, it's a good milestone and all that stuff, but very special guest.
Don't give it away.
You've already teased it enough, in this show. But it is. I'm very excited. When I told you what was happening, you thought I was kidding you.
I thought it was like the meanest joke ever.
Yeah. So it's going to be a huge show. I'm really looking forward to it. It's probably the most nervous I've been about a show in a while.
I've had to call a couple of people just to tell them, hey, listen, this is what's going down. I'm a little nervous about this, and then of course they give like, because we've left this. It has not been decided where the location of episode 200 is going to be yet, and should he say, or he or she say, you pick. That will make me the most nervous I think I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I'll ask a family member and they'll be like, oh, just take them to Wompox. They'll love that. No. No. No.
I have a joke there, but if I do it, it'll give it away too much. So, right. But the only other hint I'll give is so far that I've told a couple of the people in the network what we're doing. And both of them that I've told have threatened to, or have volunteered themselves to also come on the show.
No. This is our moment in the sun.
No, so we're not going to tell them.
If you weren't here for the first 200, you can suck it.
Yeah. But, it's going to be a good show. But that'll be the last week of February is episode 200. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be very exciting.
And if you want to listen to us pee ourselves in the air, you get a little grilling.
You will be more peeing than me.
I think I'm going to be very well composed because I'm doing a lot of research.
Okay.
And I would suggest you do the same so we don't embarrass ourselves.
Yeah.
Please.
I've not gotten this far in life by researching and preparing.
You at least got to shave.
I will. I got to shave today.
Yeah. So. We got to be cleaned up. We gotta be cleaned up for this.
Depends on where we're going.
That's true.
Yeah, if we're going something hoity-toity, then we'll do it.
I think it'll be interesting to see what this person chooses.
Yeah. But anyway, that's enough. That's enough.
We're both so weird. We're both weirded out by
it. It's a little weird. Yeah. But it's exciting nonetheless. So, anyway.
So your dad will be fun to have on the show. He's a good time.
That would be insightful. No, we've talked about this on the show a couple of times. My dad can never be on the same show as me.
Other than the fact we wouldn't be able to tell you two apart.
That's really the big thing. Yeah. I mean, it's just poor radio because both of our voices are almost identical. Yeah. So
once we get that sweet, sweet video show going, then we're...
Then maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do want to thank our sponsors, HopChart.com. And I'm actually working on another sponsor as well, so hopefully we'll be able to have something in the next week or two for sponsorship purposes. But in the meantime, check out HopChart.com. What the hell was that?
Fruit Fly.
Oh, Fruit Fly. Okay. Find us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Foursquare, foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. Our Foursquare has been very active the last couple days because I've gone out pretty much. I went out Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday. You were out yesterday.
Yep.
So if you're looking for good recommendations, we actually had a new Twitter follower, and she's from Milwaukee. And she was looking for places up there.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say it.
It's good land out there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. She was looking for recommendations up here.
Okay.
And I'm like, fine, we'll trade you. Because I'm down in Milwaukee, fairly regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll trade. And she gave me some ideas, places. I gave her some ideas. But if you're looking for good places...
Hit us up.
Check out Foursquare. Because we only go to good places. Right. Or at least we only... post from good places.
You know, if you have a question, shoot us a question mm-hmm. through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about a restaurant recommendation.
Yep.
We'll be happy to give it out. I know that I have friends and family that listen to the show and use me like Open Table or Urban Spoon to help them find places, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been the luxury of recording almost two hundred different places.
How sweet would it be is if we could work out something with like Urban Spoon, where when you do the little roll the wheels,
yeah,
and it goes to a place we've recorded from, there's just a link to the show.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening either, but it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, thank you guys for listening. Have a happy and safe Super Bowl, St. Super Bowl's Day.
I didn't love that one.
Yeah, well.
You've done so much
better.
I'm
full of poor hollandaise. What do you want from me? Then I'm going to... And now, since I'm going to a movie today, I got to think, do I want to try to do movie theater food?
You're going to need caffeine.
Well, I tend to get an icy.
There's no caffeine. It's just straight sugar.
Well, that's good enough.
You got to get the big red one.
No, I mix. I'm a mixer.
Really?
Yeah. I say put a little bit of everything in there. I want it to come out this gray mass.
You like it? You like
interracial? I like it mixed.
You like an interracial
icy? I do. It's the United Colors of Benetton in my icy glass. Do they even still exist? Is that such a dated reference at this point?
I think it might be a dated reference at this point. There might be still one in Uptown.
Really? Well, that doesn't shock me.
No, it's Urban Outfitters, so never mind.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for putting up with us this week. And we'll see you next week. Yeah.